This is Magic Indulgence from More Than, the insurer with a Call Me service on its website, just in case you need to talk. More Than, doing more on Magic 105.4.
Sunday night, Magic 105.4. Our indulgence programme tonight has a magic listener as our guest. David Gray is with us. You are familiar with the radio station, David.
Of course I am, yeah. It's always on in the morning when the nanny comes in and takes over. The Magic FM's on. My wife listens to it when she's getting kids' tea ready, so I'm very familiar with the entire playlist.
It's good to know. And yeah. And we gave you a copy of the playlist, and you've run your eye through it and chosen some of the songs that you know on the radio station. We'll talk about what you're up to lately. Of course, got an album, new Greatest Hits album coming out, some live dates as well. That's all to come. But first song choice is Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, this record is really nostalgic for me. My dad loved the album, and he used to play it all the time. It reminds me of, like, you know, whenever, way back when I was a kid. So I think it's a brilliant song. I think that's my favourite Elton John record, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, that album. Loads of brilliant stuff on there. So, yeah, it's like a big shot of nostalgia for me.
Okay. David Gray is with us tonight on the Indulgence programme. That's Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, first song choice. And you're going to sing us some of your own songs live. Got a keyboard tucked up in the corner over there, ready
That's
to
right.
play. Yep. You're no stranger to kind of recording in odd circumstances, aren't you? Because I think some of your early stuff, and even today, is kind of what they call DIY recording, or is that
Yeah, that's
too
very
simple?
True. Well, I think that's what's happened to the recording industry taken as a whole, because digital technology has sort of democratized the process, so there's no need to spend thousands going to a recording studio when you can buy a couple of mics and do it at home with what you can get in your computer. So when it came to making White Ladder, which was my breakthrough record, that was the situation I was in. I didn't have the money to go and record properly, so we did it at home, and I actually really, really enjoyed it. You get a different sort of quietness and intimacy to the process that you wouldn't get if you were in a big bustling studio. So there are sort of upsides to it, I think.
Mm. And yeah, I suppose you have like more of a homely feel about it. Does it feel more
yeah.
like your property? I'm doing it in my house.
Yeah.
This is my
yeah,
album.
Yeah, no, it did. It sort of, we took over. I mean, it was like, the best bit was during the mixing when we had to move this giant, we blagged a mixing desk off someone, a huge thing, which in order to drive it across London, I had a Golf at the time. I measured it and it fitted, but I was crushed against the steering wheel. I had about 9 inches of space at the foot. My head was literally pressing against the windscreen. It was completely ridiculous. I remember driving this and trying to get this thing up the stairs and then install it at home to mix the album. It was quite an adventure.
I don't think Barry White would have ever had that particular problem, would he? You're going to choose us a Barry White song now. You're the first, my last, my everything.
Well, yeah, because, you know, there are certain songs that when you're in your dressing gown and you just want to sort of sing to your wife in the morning, or when you're in the kitchen, you pick up a banana, it's the microphone. This is the kind of stuff you need. You don't need anything deep and meaningful. You want Barry on. You know, the Bee Gees would be another sort of choice, but Barry, yeah. So I have done that exact thing. This is a great number. There's a fantastic bit of showbiz, a stop in the song, which everybody loves. And stops
and
for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He has a cup of tea.
Mops his brow.
Yeah, exactly. The towel comes out and
pulls
then
the lady out
again.
Of the audience.
Yeah.
Smooches.
Brilliant.
Away
so,
you go.
Here we go, Barry.
Here's a banana. Dun-dun, dun-dun. Okay. Sunday night at Magic 105.4, I'm Paul Fear, talking to David Gray, who's with us to talk about his Greatest Hits album. About time you had one of those, really, isn't it? After, 10 years in the limelight and much longer before that as well.
Yeah, it's been 15 years since my first single. So it's been interesting to put the whole thing together and look back. I'm a sort of forge the way ahead kind of type. The don't look back sentiment of Van Morrison's song is very much one I take to heart. So I didn't know how I'd feel putting the whole thing together, but I've really enjoyed it, and I think it sounds really good. Actually, I was really surprised by putting all the songs together. It's like, wow, it does sound like a Greatest Hits record.
And obviously on the CD you get to choose the order of those songs, but now with digital download people can just put it on shuffle and there is less order in things. Do you miss that in a CD? Do you think that's...
Well, I'm happy for people to listen to the songs in whatever order they want. you know, obviously I sort of hark back to the vinyl period when you had to turn the thing over. And it was like first track. I love first track on side two, but I hate the second track on side. You know that. But you had to sort of live with the stuff you didn't like.
Yeah.
These days, people can just sidetrack all that.
It was an effort to get up, move the needle
across. Yeah, exactly. You know,
we'll just listen to
it. So
you
got to. Sometimes you get to like the weird track. You know.
I still call them bands sometimes, by the way, which is, a band one, side two, band...
Oh, really? Well, you're a bit older than me.
I gave that away badly. Okay, get over to the keyboard and let's have a live version of the new single, which is going to be on the Greatest Hits album, isn't
it? Yeah, it is, of course.
Okay, what's this called and what's it about?
This is You're the World to Me. There's no need to explain the sentiments of the song. They're self-explanatory. It's got a kind of joie de vivre, an exuberance, a newfound exuberance. I've sort of changed my band around. I've changed a lot of stuff and I'm enjoying life at the moment. I've come out of a kind of introspective period. I started to play football, keep fit, see my kids a bit more, take a bit of time off the road. And I think it's sort of coming out in the songs. So this one's got a real bounce to it.
Right. David Gray is our guest on Sunday Night's Indulgence on Magic 105.4. We have another live song from David to come a little later on this afternoon. We have another live song to come from David this evening as well. He's picking out some of his favourite Magic tunes as well. But something I've noticed on your website, which I don't think I've seen anywhere else, is that you can buy the music of other artists via the David Gray website.
Yeah, it's generous, isn't it?
It is.
You know.
Giving them web space. It's obviously artists that you particularly love, though, isn't it?
To be honest, I don't know anything about it whatsoever. So I'll just play along and, you know, as if it was my idea.
Okay.
Somebody's had a clever idea, and this has been mentioned to me a couple of times, but I've been too busy to get to the bottom of why you can do this. But please come along and shop. You can also buy household objects. You know, those people that come to your door with, like, chamois leathers and stuff, and you can get all that there, like overpriced scissors, dust gloves. you know, baked beans and your basic sort of emergency supplies should the world come to an end.
Next song is Careless Whisper, George Michael. I know our listeners love this song. Why have you chosen this one?
You know, this is, you know, everybody secretly loves George Michael. Everybody. This reminds me of Fantastic Kiss when I was about sort of however old I was when this record came out. Summer Holidays.
1984, you know, I think, was the year off the top of my head.
Basically, I lived in a very remote place in Wales and there was kind of, you know, lean pickings for most of the season. But then, you know, seasonally, the holiday makers, as they were sort of termed, would come into town and then you'd sort of have to sort of take your pick. You know, so it reminds me of the halcyon days of, you know, playing on the beach and idling my time away.
And a fresh supply of women every 7 days.
I wish it had been like that, but it was, you know, that's what we dreamed of. That's what we sort of told them. That's what it was like, On tap, mate. It's like, it wasn't quite that exciting.
What are we going to talk about now? I wanted to ask about your... you were an art student, weren't you? What was that, painting?
Painting.
Okay, right. We're with David Gray talking about his Greatest Hits album and the live dates coming up at the Roundhouse in November as well. And, well, the last person that I had on this programme was Frankie Valli. He chose a Sinatra song, and you've chosen a Sinatra song as well. And I love it when we can play the music of Frank Sinatra on Magic 105.4, because personally, I don't think we hear him enough.
Oh, he's great, you know? I mean, it's just somebody on the top of their game, in total command of the... his personality, his sort of control, but he's got it. He had that sort of charisma. So, yeah, and my dad was a huge, huge Sinatra fan. So it's been passed on to me. I think he's the man.
Mm. Difficult to sing along with Frank Sinatra as well, isn't it? Because he has his own place. I mean, I know nothing musically, but the people talk about phrasing.
Yeah.
And, you know, where he comes in on the point is not sometimes where you'd expect it to be. He seems to make up his own...
Yeah, his own rhythm and obviously a lot of swing. I mean, he loved to swing. And when you hear some of the live versions, he takes it to a sort of cheeky, almost extreme level where he comes in way late or way early, whatever. He's really swinging it with the band and getting the band going. So it's a completely different art form. Apparently, he got jaded about recording when it started to become a more scientific process. Mm. It used to be recording live with the orchestra, and it was all about nailing it there and then. Yeah. The imperfections were part of the thing. But so he was ready, you know, didn't matter how late he'd been the night before, he was there. When they asked him to do the take, you can hear it on every record. He nails it again and again. And the moment they took that excitement and that bit of pressure out, it's like, it lost the magic for him.
This is going to be just a quick one. We're just going to go straight into you two, with or without you, okay? David Gray, our guest tonight on Sunday's Indulgence at Magic 105.4. Next song is by U2, and I think we should point out here, I believe this to be true, that White Ladder, your breakthrough album, best-selling album ever in the Republic of Ireland, beating even U2.
Even the mighty U2.
And Enya.
Have succumbed.
And Daniel O'Donnell.
Enya was the one that mattered to me.
Right.
That was a service to society. Indeed, yes, Daniel O'Donnell, Enya and U2. I overtook them. So that was remarkable. I don't really know how to sort of deal with the facts because they're so ludicrous, but it's true.
Why do you think how do I want to phrase that? Because you're born in Manchester, raised in Wales, studied in Liverpool, and massive in Ireland. What's that about?
Something happened over there. I got a bit of support very early in my career from some dear friends of mine, Donald Deneen and Donald Scannell, who were kind of influential in getting my early videos and songs played on the TV and on the radio, and it built up a sort of cult following. But I think there was just something, a rightness about what I was doing. It didn't fit at all in the UK or the US, singing with an acoustic guitar. But over there, they love a bit of wordsmithery and heart on sleeve, you know. So I just hit it off with the Irish, and they were a mighty bunch, and they really kept me going through the lean years.
And you're going back out there on this current tour as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're doing a date in Dublin and one in Killarney.
Okay. So anything we've missed out that you want to talk about, David? Anything? Okay. And the album is just called Greatest Hits, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spent hours on that. Mm.
Coming to the end of the show, we've got one more live song from David Gray to come, talking about the Greatest Hits album. Great title.
Yeah, we spent a long time on it. I think you better be honest about these things. People dress them up. I don't want anyone to buy it because they think it's something that it isn't. So, there was all kinds of chat. These days, you've got to give free everything these days, no matter what you release, a single, and everyone wants, 10 free downloads to go with it. So, likewise, with the Greatest Hits, people were suggesting, should it be titled like this? You could put lots of rare, unreleased music with it. But I thought that anyone who really wanted the rare, unreleased music shouldn't have to buy it with all the stuff they already own. So, yes, it's the Greatest Hits. It's all the songs that have been released and have, got into the charts. So it's exactly what it says on the tin.
And one of those is This Year's Love, which we're going to send you back to the keyboard, and we'll hear it again. This time, live in the Magic Studio, here's David Gray and This Year's Love. Over at the keyboard, David Gray, and of course you know the song This Year's Love from the Greatest Hits album, and you'll be doing that one, of course, at the new Camden Roundhouse. Have you been there since it's been done up? It's looking fantastic.
Yeah, it looks absolutely brilliant. I wonder what it's going to sound like, because round rooms are notoriously complicated in terms of the sound. But
I think they have dealt with that.
Yeah, yeah. It looks... yeah, they've dealt with it. They put a few curtains up. I think it's going to... I hope it's going to be a great atmosphere in there. It's just down the road from where I live. So I'll be in bed by 11:30.
Fantastic. What a gig. Thank you very much, David Gray, for coming in. Good luck with the new album. Can I record this afterwards? Lovely. Right, we'll record. Right. That's a great, great place to end there. Lovely.
Thank you.
What's your nanny's name, by the way? Because
Susanna.
Susanna. I think at some point...
Dedicate a
song to Susanna.
Yeah. She's only just started, though. It's all the other previous ones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's always a fast turnover in the nanny business.
Magic 105.4. Magic 105.4.